When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Belichick with Jim Gray last night. That sounds like a guy who is intrigued, Curtis,
yeah,
by coaching in college football.
Yep.
And interesting. A new challenge. Who doesn't like a new challenge?
I mean, I just re-up for two more.
That's right.
I would say there is definitely a way that you could hear that as a means of saying what you're saying, Greg, that is open for business. I'm ready to coach. And Wiggy, I think you've alluded to that as well. Like, I feel like there's the potential that this is a sign and a signal that, hey, I have this opportunity. If you want me to be the next coach, you better talk to me now.
Tell me now, I'm tired of waiting. Before I take this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I have this feeling that it's going to happen in relatively quickly if it happens. I don't think this will be a week, 2 week situation.
No, if he doesn't take this, then that tells me he's not him personally or his agent, whoever, but there has been conversations where they're like, hey, Bill, an NFL team says they're going to hire you once the season's over. Because I kind of agree where this is a kind of failing out point to let NFL teams know that he's serious. And if NFL teams get back to him and say, hey, Bill, you're number one on our list as soon as the season's over, then I think what happens is he doesn't take the UNC job.
I mean, a texter suggested during the break that Bill Belichick would be the laughing stock of the NFL if he took this job, which I don't get that argument.
How do you not?
Because I feel like that if he's going to take this job, it's because he's sick and tired of dealing with NFL players and dealing with NFL owners and dealing with the NFL media in difficult cities, whatever. And he's decided that the way he wants to finish his career is coaching college athletes.
His best friend just left because he said it was awful the way it's turned into.
His best friend coached for 30 years or 40 years or whatever the number is without NILs and didn't want to adjust to that.
But it's become far more difficult to be a college coach than it was, say, even 3 years ago. It's not like and everybody believes that Bill Belichick is a Super Bowl champion, legendary coach. His bio says 8-time Super Bowl champion on the Pat McAfee show with the 2 wins with the Giants. Nobody at any point theorized that Bill was not going to be coaching again in the NFL. Courtney said that he was done, and Shime said he was done, but not that would have been a choice Bill made, not a choice the league made for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Jaguars was a potential landing spot, and you heard Lombardi say this.
Now today, there's layers upon layers. There's sons of owners who run the analytical department.
Which is a sign that the Jaguars are no longer a destination because his whoopee, Mike Lombardi, said that about Shad Khan's son. And so whatever the options were, he's going to have the power that he seeks at UNC. He's not being offered that in the NFL. And that's going to be the national storyline.
Right.
It's not going to be that he's always wanted to coach college football, no matter how many times he says it.
But it'll all get answered this week. Because if he doesn't coach UNC, like if he doesn't, because we all believe if he wants UNC, he takes it. Correct?
It seems like that, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And if he doesn't go there, doesn't that tell you?
Well, there may be a college job that becomes available after the playoffs are over.
Well, then that goes to my deep dive Notre Dame conspiracy, because other than that, Georgia Kirby's not going.
Ohio State?
If they get bounced in the first round, maybe. All right. Maybe Ohio State. But I think if you look at the rest of those schools, like, you know, Florida didn't fire their coach, LSU, some of the potential coaches. My thing is,
don't you think he has an affinity? Like, don't you think when it came to what his dad did with Navy, that he has an affinity for the college game?
His mother was also a teacher.
He talked about.
I don't think it's so weird to think that he's had it in the back of his mind that he might coach in college.
Well, he talked about it yesterday. I believe it might have been Pat McAfee, where his dad actually coached at UNC, and his dad was, you know, coaching, you know, all those years in college football. And a lot of the stuff that he does in the NFL is all based off kind of a lot of things he learned through college coaches. But I would say that if he doesn't take the job, then that means somebody whispered to him, NFL owner-wise, that they're going to hire him once the season's over in whichever NFL team that is. Because I don't think he takes the job.
But Schefter reported this morning, we have the audio, Jackson has it, where that was brought up, and Schefter said if he takes the job, he's taking it. He's not going
there. But if he doesn't take the job. My thing is, if Belichick doesn't take the job by the end of this week, then that means he's been whispered to, or his agent's been whispered to, that there's an NFL team that's going to hire him. Because why would you not take the job when you don't know if an NFL team's going to hire you?
Because you're just doing this potentially, as Greg has alluded to, that you're just trying to see if this opens doors that have been closed for some reason.
But wouldn't they know that, though, if there's his agent?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that if this is all a plan by Bill and his team, that we want to get in the news about being excited to coach and remind the world that we're still here and that I want to get back into this, so maybe an NFL team that had been leery might now get back to the
table.
Right,
but my point is, you think he rolls the dice saying, I'm not going to UNC?
Yeah, because he could get another college gig. I mean, if UNC isn't there and he really wants to coach in college, I'm pretty sure there is a college that will hire him.
Where's he going to go, to, like, Central Michigan? I mean,
What are you talking about? I just said Ohio State.
Ohio State's
actually
not open, though.
It will be. They're not going to win the national championship, and Ryan Day's lost three straight to Michigan.
They're actually saying that Framingham State is on the table.
Yeah. Right. The RFSU.
Why would you roll the dice? What if Ohio State does, and I know it's a long shot, but I just don't think if you're Bill.
There are a million college jobs waiting.
Where?
Okay. Dabo retires. Let's say Alabama.
Dabo Sweeney. He's not going nowhere.
Who's the guy of Alabama that went from Washington? What's his name?
DeBoer. He just got there.
Right. They don't make the playoff. Let's say Bill Belichick calls Alabama. Are you kidding me? If Bill Belichick said he wanted to go to Alabama, they'd fire his ass today.
Curtis.
What are you talking about? There'd be a million jobs for
Bill
Belichick.
You just said that there's not a million jobs in the league.
NFL, it's very different.
But so there's a million jobs if he doesn't get the
UCLA. Why not that?
Because UCLA just hired a coach.
Okay. Let's say Lincoln Riley leaves USC.
But you would not argue that this is the only college football job that's available to Bill Belichick.
No, I'm saying the ones that are available.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now.
Yeah.
And that, all right, is Ohio State a wild card? But who's to say Ohio State doesn't want Mike Vrabel? All I'm saying is if he doesn't take the UNC job, that's because he knows he's been talking to an NFL team that's going to give him the job. There's no way he turns a UNC job down without knowing that there's an NFL team just to say, oh, I can then just pick up the phone and say, hey, Alabama.
Yeah.
Fire your guy.
I think one thing that is not speculation.
What about LSU if they fire Brian Kelly? He's been a total train wreck.
Right, but they would have fired him.
What are you talking about? So let's say Bill Belichick calls LSU today. James Carville, hi, I know you're a big booster. I would like to coach the team if you fire Brian Kelly.
If you feel that way, if you really feel that way, Why doesn't he, rather than go to USC, why doesn't he just pick up the phone and call LSU or call any one of those powerhouses? Right. Why didn't he pick up the phone and call Michigan and go, hey, listen.
One thing that he's made clear, mm-hmm. I think, is that there's no speculating about the fact that he wants to coach again.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why I think this is kind of part of the ploy to be like.
But he could have just said that. Could have said, hey, I'm kind of done. But I mean, I guess this is a dramatic way to show it.
But saying
like
it.
Like you have all these media obligations. You've been paid $1 million or $2 million or whatever. Right. Pat McAfee paid him. And so he needs to show everybody that I don't care about that money wise. I want to coach again.
But like the NFL knew he wanted to coach. He interviewed for a job last year.
Right.
So
but that was before he decided. He didn't get a job and decided to do all the media stuff.
Yeah, right. But he only did the media stuff because he didn't get a job. He right. really wanted
correct.
To coach.
But maybe I don't know. Maybe he. But if you believe that he is doing all of this, I don't think he's doing this just to show he wants to coach again. I think he's honestly looking at the opportunity in college and saying, I'm not going to have to deal with all the BS that I had to deal with in the NFL in my particular situation here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to deal with. You know, some draft pick who is thinks he's the second coming of, you know,
but now
Randy
those players
Moss.
In college so are I, all those players now. They're all $5 million guys.
Yeah.
But Greg, you're rationalizing it. If he was still able to coach in the NFL, he would never be on TV. He'd never be on the Manning cast, and he sure as hell wouldn't be interviewing for the job with the UNC Tar Heel.
But see, if that was the case, and he did, and if it was about really going to UNC to coach or he wanted to coach – To I guess to Curtis's point, why not pick up the phone and call LSU and say, hey, listen, I'm interested in coaching.
Right.
So or pick up the phone and call, excuse me, Alabama, or pick up the phone and call.
He could.
Right. So why not do that now? Why go through the whole.
How do we know that he hasn't?
So why go through the whole dog and pony show?
Because it appears UNC is willing to give him many of the things he's asking
but
for.
But you just said any college
maybe
team
UNC
will do
is,
that.
Maybe UNC is offering him football and lacrosse.
Right.
West Virginia's open. Why doesn't he go there?
But you're making my point, Wiggy.
No, but my point is if Bill was really about coaching at the college level, he would pick up the phone and go to a destination that is a football destination.
Right. I'm just
I believe that this is more of a ploy.
A ploy.
Unless those spots aren't willing to give him this dynastic succession plan.
But Curtis just said if he picks up the phone and calls.
No, teams might want to have him as their coach,
right.
But they may not be willing to give
the coach
Steve
in waiting.
The chance to be the coach in
waiting. Okay, so then to my point, a school like Alabama wouldn't just take the call and say, all right, Bill, we'll give you full
just
autonomy.
The beginning of this argument or conversation, Wiggy, was that you said if he doesn't get the UNC job, that means he's definitely going to the pros because there's no jobs for him. And what I'm saying...
No, I said if he doesn't take the UNC job, that's because he's been whispered
that
by
there,
an NFL...
That there's going to be an NFL job. Okay.
Yes.
My view is the UNC appears to be something that happened. They got quickly romantic about each other,
yep.
And this may come to fruition.
Yep.
And if it doesn't, there are a handful of jobs in college football that he would also take if he was willing to entertain this.
Well, and I think the coach in waiting is a factor.
Right.
I think it might be the cheerleader coach in waiting, but either one of those, whichever one it is a big factor for Bill. So, all right. Interesting. We'll keep you up to date here all day long, and then you can talk about it right after on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.